Good day, this is Greg, and I'll be reading the Vermilion County News for Tuesday, May 27th, 2025. And from the front page of the commercial news today, the first story is titled, A Call for Unity. Veterans community members gather to honor fallen soldiers. And this is by Kayla White. Several hundred people came out to Danville National Cemetery Monday morning to commemorate those who lost their lives in service to their country. Kurt Kaiser led the gathering in singing the Star Spangled Banner before a number of speakers took the mic behind the podium. Mike Marin, CEO of Vermilion Advantage, spoke about his personal hero, his grandfather, who cut short his dream of becoming a veterinarian and joined the Army when World War II began. Beyond his acts of bravery, including being shot three times in battle, Marin honored his grandfather for what he said was his commitment to his fellow Americans, regardless of their political beliefs. He was a Republican in the 1960s. Some of his best friends were some of the biggest Democrats in the county, Marin said. That left an impression on me, and I figured it out. It was because my grandparents and the people in his generation were Americans first. And it stands to reason, because when you are under German artillery attack or machine gun fire in Normandy, you weren't looking at the guy next to you and wondering if they were Republican or Democrat, Marin said. Marin called on those gathered to do their part. There is room for all of us in this country, even those of us who didn't serve. And that is to honor that sacrifice, to learn by their example, to do the best that we can do, to love our fellow Americans, regardless of their political beliefs, and do everything that we can to keep this country, this freedom that they sacrificed so much for, Marin said. David Hughes spoke on behalf of the millions of veterans who have lost their lives to suicide due to PTSD and other mental and physical wounds they brought home from the war. Hughes spoke alongside his service dog in training, Elmwood, who did his best to stay calm, but couldn't resist taking a few nibbles on Hughes' notes when the wind knocked them to the ground. Elmwood is only 5 weeks into a 6-month training program, Hughes said. Elmwood is one of three service dogs Hughes' organization, Mission Canine Warrior, was able to secure and train thanks to their fundraising efforts. Each dog costs between $15,000 and $25,000, Hughes said. Colonel Dan Gottrich, Chief of Staff for Defense POW/MIA Accounting Agency, spoke about the closure his department is able to bring to families whose soldiers were never returned home. Last month, the remains of Army Private Robert Bryant, who served in Italy during World War II, were returned to his family in Bloomington on the 81st anniversary of his death. The remains of more than 81,000 soldiers are still unaccounted for, Colonel Gottrich said. We remain steadfast in our pursuit, knowing that each identification represents a family united with the truth and a hero brought home, Gottrich said. Several wreaths were placed around the statue in the center of the cemetery, each representing a branch of the military. Danville's municipal band played a medley of official songs from each of the branches. Among those in attendance were Janet Thorlton and Mary Mayfield, both registered nurses who were dressed in World War II-era nursing uniforms, complete with double-sided red and blue capes, as well as white caps. While Mayfield is retired, Thorlton still works as a nurse at the VA Eliana Healthcare System. The two are involved in the Central Illinois Nurse Honor Guard, a local program that sends nurses to funerals of deceased nurses in order to honor them with a formal ceremony. We talk with the family beforehand and give a little bit about their nursing history, their career history, Mayfield said. Then we go on with the Florence Nightingale lamp with the candle and do a tribute, Thornton said. We begin with the Nightingale prayer, and then we ring a Tibetan bowl three times. The prayer is a modified version of the Hippocratic Oath. After the prayer is read, the poem She Was There by Dwayne Jaeger is read. The poem recognizes all the ways nurses help care for and soothe patients in need. Those in need of such a service can contact the group by emailing nhgcil23@gmail.com. Our next story is Sherfield's Foundation raises over $96,000. And this is also by Kayla White. Danville High graduate Trent Sherfield Sr., a wide receiver for the Denver Broncos, and some of his fellow football players came together this weekend to help raise more than $96,000 to help support local youth. After hosting a celebrity basketball game for local youth Friday evening, Sherfield and his NFL colleagues dressed to the nines to attend a gala for Sherfield's Foundation, Diamonds Against the Rough, on Saturday at Turtle Run Golf and Banquet Center. Among those in attendance were Jordan Matthews, Latavius Murray, Deo Odeyewingo, Trey Ellis, Keshawn Vaughn, Jamal Richardson, C.J. Hamm, Grant Sherfield, Antoine Sherfield, Tyler French, and Trey Herndon. The idea for the nonprofit came to Sherfield in 2018, his first year playing for the Arizona Cardinals, he said. Growing up in Danville, I knew firsthand what it felt like to chase a dream with limited resources. I knew what it was like to work hard and still feel like you were playing catch-up. Not because I didn't work hard, but because I didn't have access to the same tools, the same facilities, trainers, nutrition, or guidance, Sherfield said in his speech at the event. DATR is not just about sports, he said, but equipping every child, no matter their career dreams, with the love, support, and empowerment they need. The group has already hosted camps, workshops, school drives, and outreach events. Our mission is clear: to give young people access to new opportunities, expose them to enriching experiences, and create a space where they can grow, dream, and thrive, he said. Sherfield went on to describe the state-of-the-art athletic and youth development facility the group is planning to build, calling it a place where kids can train like pros, study like scholars, and dream like visionaries. A place where community comes together and futures are built. Aside from his dedication to Danville as his hometown, Sherfield said he wants to help Danville get through the rough times the city is struggling through. Danville is at a crossroads. Our community is hurting. Crime is rising. Too many of our youth are falling through the cracks. And I'm not here tonight to scare anyone. I'm here to sound the alarm, Sherfield said. If we don't act now, if we don't pour into our youth, if we don't show up consistently, things won't get better. They'll get worse. For Sherfield, the goal is to make life better for the next generation. We are planting seeds now that will grow into leaders, entrepreneurs, scholars, athletes, creators, and agents of change. Let's build something that outlives us, something our kids and grandkids will walk into one day and say, they built this for me. This is our first year doing this gala, but we're going to come back every single year and let people know that we're serious about it," Sherfield said. "I'm trying to give back, and there's a whole team behind me who helps me do these things." After the basketball game Friday, Sherfield presented Danville Rescue Board President Michael Ewing with a $15,000 check to help with costs for running the homeless shelter, as well as a $10,000 check to the Danville High School's football program. "The group hopes to continue giving to Danville in other ways, too," Sherfield said. "We're trying to do something for Christmas. Give free toys away, back-to-school bags, free shoes and backpacks for kids in preschool," he said. At the Black Tie Gala Saturday, several items were auctioned off, including signed jerseys, footballs, cleats, and other sports memorabilia, as well as other rare and valuable items, like a framed commemorative platinum album signed by Drake. To learn more or to donate, visit the organization's website at datrfoundation.org. Next up, we have another story by Kayla White. This one is titled, "Williams Retires from DACC. After 18 years as instructor, more time for Scrabble conversations." After more than 18 years of work as an instructor in Danville Area Community College's Criminal Justice Department, Ricky Williams Sr. is retiring, with his last day planned for July 31st, 2025. The Commercial News sat down with Williams to learn more about his experiences, insights, advice, and plans for after retirement. Throughout his life, Williams, who is married to Laura Williams and has two children, including Danville Mayor Ricky Williams Jr., has worked in several career fields. From 1978 to 1982, he worked, as many locals did, for General Motors before the factory shut down. After his time with General Motors, Williams got his first job at DACC, working as a janitor for 2 years. In 1985, Williams first began working in the criminal justice field as a correctional officer at the Danville Correctional Center. He worked there until 2007. Williams also worked as a counselor from 1995 to 2010. He has a master's degree in counseling and communication from Eastern Illinois University. "Much has changed in the criminal justice field since he first began," Williams said, "as has society. When I first came into the field years ago, back in the early 80s, we were going through a hardship in the county with policing because of the riots in LA and all that kind of stuff," he said. "Criminal justice was not looked upon kindly, and that was the first time that we hired a mass number of people for the law enforcement field," Williams said. "For years before the riots, police had worked in a more community service-leaning way," Williams said, "and the influx of new officers and heightened crime required them to switch gears. In New York in the 80s, you couldn't even ride on the subway, for heaven's sakes. So we had to do something," Williams said. "So we started moving away from the community policing tactics to more law enforcement." Over the past several years, however, Williams said it has been difficult for police to maintain balance between law enforcement and community policing, which relies more on building trust in the community than on using force. "Once the civility came back in America, then we couldn't get off the law enforcement part. So it started going too far. We started overreaching in the criminal justice part," he said, saying things came to a head when George Floyd died. Floyd was an unarmed black man who was murdered by white police officers in 2020 in Minneapolis after he was accused of using a counterfeit $20 bill. Floyd died after Officer Derek Chauvin and others knelt on his neck as he cried out, "I can't breathe," for 9 minutes, according to the Associated Press. Chauvin is now serving 21 years of a federal sentence for his role in killing Floyd, as well as a 22-and-a-half-year state sentence for the same. He was recently transferred to the Federal Correctional Institution in Big Spring, Texas, after stabbing another prisoner in his previous prison in Arizona. Williams, a black man from Mississippi, said he believes the goal in law enforcement is balance and peacekeeping. "There's two sides to every story," he said. "If you read The Jungle by Sinclair, you see how European Americans faced hardships when they came here, too. We can't forget about that. I always tell my students I can tell you two versions of the same story, and both are correct," Williams said. "If I am on a forum, I can talk about the corruption that I've seen in criminal justice. I can talk about the lawlessness I see in the streets. I can talk about how it intercepts and how what they have to understand, because that's where their life comes in," he said. "It's in their career." After 22 years at the correctional center, Williams said he felt like it was time for a change. "I was ready to do something different, and I wasn't sure what," Williams said, adding that he had hit a plateau in his career and couldn't rise any higher in his field. "You start to get this feeling in life where it's time to go." He had taken part in an internship with Criminal Police Department at DACC the summer before and enjoyed it. The internship involved SEO, or Standard Operating Environment, in which students interested in the career field work alongside police officers or other law enforcers in their day-to-day work. "They said the position was coming up, so I applied and got in. I was really joyful about that," Williams said. As part of his job at DACC, Williams said his role is to prepare those who want to go into criminal justice, whether as police, attorneys, investigators, forensic analysts, and others. His interest in teaching began when he was younger and worked as a coach. "That's what got me interested in working with young adults," he said. For Williams, the most important thing he can teach his students is effective communication and compassion. "Everybody thinks law enforcement is bang, bang, shoot 'em up, and all that kind of thing, but it's not," he said. "It's mainly just communicating with your constituents and with your community." To that end, Williams said he teaches something he called a verbal judo class that teaches them how to communicate. And that's not just in their careers, but it's also with their families and their communities, Williams said. It teaches them how to actually evaluate themselves and what they're trying to put forth, what and if they're getting their meanings across, and if they're getting an understanding of what someone else is telling them. The key idea behind his lessons around understanding communication is de-escalation tactics in order to avoid things rising to the fifth stage of conflict, use of deadly force. "Our actual job title is peace officer. We're to bring the peace to the situation," he said, adding that peace is so important in order to ensure that communication continues through all the stages of conflict. When he first brings in a new class of students, he said, he asks them to consider honestly what they think of people from different towns around the county, and then to seek to dispel their own preconceptions. It's also about building compassion within themselves for people who don't look like them. "If you won't do it to your crazy cousin, don't do it to mine. If you won't do it to your maniac mama, don't do it to mine. If you won't do it to your derelict daddy, don't do it to mine." That's the basis of this, Williams said. "You have to be absolutely fair, firm, and consistent with everything that you're doing, and you won't have problems," he said. Once he officially retires, Williams said he is looking forward to living life a bit more slowly. Beyond enjoying more time with his kids and grandkids, Williams also looks forward to having more long, relaxing conversations. He also looks forward to some travel, hopefully to Jerusalem, and more time for golf. Mostly, though, he looks forward to having more fun. "I want to beat Lori at Scrabble," he said, laughing. "I tell her I win most of them, That's not really true, but I tell her that anyway. And now we're going to turn briefly to the obituaries for this Tuesday. I have a couple, and the first today is for Robert or Bob A. Iverson. Robert Bob A. Iverson, 74, of Danville, Illinois, passed away at 8:07 a.m. at OSF St. Francis Medical Center in Peoria on May 22, 2025. A celebration of life memorial service will be held at 10 a.m. on Friday, May 30th, at First Presbyterian Church at 100 North Franklin Street in Danville. Reverend Macy Ruppel will officiate, and visitation will be held on Thursday, May 29th, from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. at Sunset Funeral Home and Cremation Center in Danville at 3940 North Vermilion Street. Memorials may be made in Bob's memory to the First Presbyterian Church of Danville. Melvin Watkins. Melvin Watkins, 52, of Atlanta, and formerly of Danville, died Wednesday, May 14th, 2025, in Atlanta. Funeral arrangements were incomplete at Leek & Sons Funeral Home at 304 East William Street in Danville. And that's the end of the obituaries for this Tuesday. We're going to turn now to a couple of stories from the News Gazette. The next one is titled "A Big Deal: Danville High School Senior Chosen as Illinois Winner of National Service Award." This is by Jennifer Bailey. Danville. Danville senior Janicia Vander Austin's goal was to leave her beloved high school better than when she first started as a freshman. After finding a new sponsor to restart the Black Student Union, starting a youth chapter of the NAACP, and now getting the chance to represent the state and put Danville on the map at an event later this month in New Orleans, where she's accepting a leadership award, she feels she's done her part. "The 17-year-old is a really special young lady," said Lori Woods, who teaches college readiness seminars at Danville, sponsors the Future Problem Solvers Group and Student Council, and serves as a freshman and senior class advisor. Vander Austin was chosen as Illinois' honoree for the National World War II Museum's Billy Michael Student Leadership Award, given to one 8th through 12th grade student in each state who demonstrates outstanding community service leadership. "It's a big deal. It's one of the bigger service awards that kids can get," said Woods, who nominated her for the honor. The award includes an all-expenses-paid trip to a weekend of events set for May 29th to June 1st at the museum in New Orleans, which will also be Vander Austin's first plane ride. She said she's extremely honored and finds it kind of insane she was chosen. According to the museum, the award is part of its American Spirit Awards and is named after a Louisiana native who, at age 6, helped his one-room school win a statewide scrap metal collection contest during World War II, proving that every citizen could contribute to Allied victory. The students who receive the honor have a strong record of volunteerism, school and community activism, and implementing creative solutions to recognized problems, the museum said. These honorees will travel to the museum for a weekend of leadership activities, including a community service project, exclusive museum-guided touring, and a question-and-answer session with the 2025 American Spirit Award honorees. Vander Austin will accept her service award in a ceremony and also get to attend one of New Orleans' biggest galas as part of her trip. Woods is working with the Future Problem Solvers Group that weekend, so fellow teacher Kelly Yonka will accompany her instead. Vander Austin said she was given a basic schedule of activities for the weekend, but doesn't have any details yet. She said she picked out a dress for the gala and a pantsuit for the ceremony, where she'll accept her award. She said she's excited for the trip and honored that she was selected. "They picked me out of every student that applied in Illinois," she said, with a note of disbelief in her voice. In addition to being president of the Black Student Union and Danville High's NAACP Youth Chapter, Vander Austin is also a member of the National Honor Society, Student Council, and Gospel Choir. She's the youngest child of Will Maria Vander Austin and the late Benji Vander, and has several older siblings. She joined the Black Student Union as a freshman and was elected vice president at the end of the school year. She became president as a sophomore after her predecessor graduated early. That same year, the teacher who served as sponsor left and the club disbanded. Vander Austin and two of her best friends found a new staff sponsor and revived it. Vander Austin said she plans to work a couple of jobs after graduation before heading to Illinois State University in the fall, where she'll major in psychology and minor in child development, and will be entering the pre-med program. She said she would like to become a clinical psychiatrist or clinical child psychiatrist, making an impact in that field in the future. Next, another story from the News Gazette by Jana Wiersma. Timely tips lead to arrest in Thursday stabbing. Danville. A Danville man was arrested in a Thursday night stabbing that left one injured, with police thanking community members for providing crucial information during the investigation. Daniel Kist, 41, is charged with aggravated battery with a deadly weapon and is being held at Vermilion County Jail pending a pretrial hearing, police said. Officers were dispatched to the 2100 block of East Main Street about 6:15 p.m. for a report of a stabbing. Upon arrival, they found a 47-year-old Danville man with a stab wound who was airlifted to Carle Foundation Hospital in Urbana. He was in stable condition as of Friday morning, police said. Witnesses provided helpful information that aided officers' investigation, including a description of the suspect. Officers found Kist about 9 blocks away. The Danville Police Department would like to thank the community and those who spoke up after seeing something, police officials said. Information provided to officers on the scene was crucial in locating the suspect who had fled. Anyone with information about this case is asked to contact the department at 217-431-2250, or those wishing to remain anonymous can contact Vermilion County Crime Stoppers at 217-446-8477. And finally, from the Commercial News Community Briefs, we have Illinois State Senator Paul Faraci is hosting a senior fraud seminar in Vermilion and Champaign counties. The Vermilion County event will be at 10 a.m. on July 18th at the Chris Healthy Aging at 309 North Franklin Street in Danville. Later that day at 1 p.m., the seminar moves to Chris Healthy Aging, located at 4116 Fieldstone Road in Champaign. Attendees will learn how they can protect themselves, friends, and family members from scam artists, fraudulent businesses, identity theft, and phone spoofing. Faraci will also discuss how to check your credit report and file a consumer fraud complaint. Seating will be limited, and reservations for both locations can be made by calling 217-443-2999. And that takes us to the end of our time for this Tuesday, May 27th, 2025. Again, my name is Greg, and as always, it has been a pleasure to read for you, and I hope that you have a splendid day. Take care.